All right, 10:46 here at Newstalk 1400 DWS. School is winding down. My daughter is about to graduate from high school. And I got another one who's got a year to go in college, but the one in high school is finishing up tomorrow. But they were in camps when they were little, and they did a lot of things when they were younger. And so if you're a parent or grandparent of young kids, we've got some information for you here from Parkland College. And first of all, we have Terry Thies with us here. How are you?
I'm doing great. How
good.
Are you?
Good. Over there, we have Cindy Smith.
Hello.
Say hi, Cindy. And we have Christina Beatty.
Hi,
and
Brian.
That's your husband we just heard on there, right?
Yes, that is.
Yeah. Are you comfortable in front of a microphone like he is or not?
Well, I'm a professor, so I'm known to be a talker.
Well, good to have you guys here. And let's talk about a couple of things. There's lots of camps all over the place.
Yeah.
There's a lot of camps at Parkland.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you have a couple of camps in particular mm-hmm. that you want to talk about today.
Yeah.
So we'll just let you guys
okay,
go here.
Great.
So go ahead.
Well, we've got a great summer plan for kids in the community. So we hope as many will come out and join us as possible. I'm going to talk a little bit about the College for Kids program, and then I'll let Cindy and Christina talk about a new camp we have, the CSI camp. But for those who aren't familiar with College for Kids, it's an enrichment camp for kids ages 8 to 13. And it's, like I said, enrichment. So we focus on offering kids exceptional classes in the areas of science, technology, engineering, arts, math, and culinary. And so we have a wide range of classes that they can take from, and both in June and July.
Mm-hmm. And some of the June ones now, the early June, you need to get start registering, right?
Yeah, it would be great if people could register now because some of those classes are filling up, but we still have some spaces and we can still get kids enrolled, and we would love to have them come out and join us.
All right. Cindy, I'll go to you now.
Okay.
Share some things that you want to mention here.
All right. So we're starting a new camp this summer, the CSI camp. Mm-hmm. We're calling it the CSI Experience because it is an immersive experience. Students are going to come on our campus. We're going to have a crime happen, and they're going to have the opportunity to come in and do forensic work, actually collect the evidence, record the scene, learn a little bit about the psychology of profiling, as well as do some media work at the end of the camp where they'll get the opportunity to go into our radio station and record an interview, and also into our television station and be able to record another interview in there on air. So they kind of get a chance to see lots of areas of the campus and experience a lot of different careers under this one scenario. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that they'll really find that interesting and very hands-on. They'll be pushed to the limit because it is a very intense 2 weeks. It's actually 8 days, so it'll run June 18th through the 28th from 9 to 3. We'll provide lunch for them, but we're not letting them get away from us too far. But they'll be tired by the end of the day.
And you say this is new, so what prompted the to do this? I mean, there's a lot of CSI shows on television. I'm
right.
Assuming that's part of this. But
part of it. We don't do a lot this is for ages 14. If they turn 14 in September, we'll accept them then. So 14 to 16-year-olds. And there's not a lot for them in those age range. So we wanted to give something new for them. We wanted to have them experience a lot of different things that they could do as a career because we know they're trying to figure out what they want to do at that point, starting to think about careers, but they are not exposed to a lot. So we're trying to really expose them to a lot of different things in a very fun way that's very interactive for mm-hmm. them.
And Christina, your thoughts on all of this?
So I'll be helping with the forensic side of things because I teach forensics at Parkland. So we'll introduce them to the crime scene itself and what do you do when you get to the crime scene? How do you secure the scene? How do you record the scene with sketches, photography, and taking good notes? How do you preserve the evidence? How do you properly collect it? And then we'll take them back to the lab, and what do we do with the evidence now that we're in lab? So how do we analyze those fingerprints that we already dusted? How do we look at hairs and fibers and other trace evidence, and what can a microscope tell us, and what maybe are its limitations? And then also look at blood spatter analysis, maybe throw in some math when they're not looking even, and then also look at some DNA. So we're trying to cover some very big areas of forensics and give them a taste.
And it's an interesting, I mean, it's obviously a fascinating field, but also there's good life skills there that you're learning at the same time, right? I mean, to keep track of things and
a lot of critical thinking, and they have to think about big picture along with details and kind of the whole range of how to really think through a lot of these aspects of crime scenes.
Again, we're with three guests here from Parkland College. We're talking about some Parkland camps this year, the College for Kids and the CSI. Cindy Smith is here, Christina Beatty, whose husband Scott, of course, works here, and Terry Thies from the well-known legal family here in town. But Teresa, let's get the mic back to you. What else do should parents be thinking about here in regards to all of this?
Well, we've got a couple of really great new classes that parents might want to consider for their kids. For instance, we've got a new robotics class, and it's VexIQ Robotics, which is a phenomenal robotics course that will introduce kids to working with robotics and coding. And we pair that with our Lego Mindstorm course also. That's another robotics. So if they had a little bit of robotics experience, they might like Lego Mindstorm. But if they've done some more robotics, then they might want to try the VexIQ because that'll be a little bit more advanced for them. Also in the area of technology, parents might want to introduce to their children working with 3D printers. So we've got a 3D design class where they're going to work in groups and try to look at a world or a problem that they want to resolve by designing something that will solve that problem and then work with 3D printers to print that out. We're also exposing kids to 3D printing through a 3D pen class, which is another unique way to introduce that to them. And all these classes help kids develop some critical skills also, but problem solving, it's using some math in different ways as well, and it's just keeping their minds going, which is really important during the summer. So that's why we want to offer enrichment for them, but they don't realize that they're actually doing a lot of learning in our classes because they're just so much fun.
Right.
It's all discovery-based, enrichment, and a lot of hands-on activities that they're doing.
It's just interesting to me when I think camp from 30, 40 years ago, that's a lot different today. I mean, with
Absolutely.
All the robotics and the technology anymore, I mean, you know.
And that's the beauty of being out at Parkland, because they have all of our resources just at their fingertips. And we have some Parkland faculty teaching with us, and then we also just have some really top-notch area local teachers that come out. And some people from the U of I like to teach at our camps as well. So phenomenal instructors.
Well, let's get to the key points here. How can people sign up? How much does it cost?
Sure.
For information, where should they go?
Yeah. They can go to our website, www.parkland.edu/BTCE register. I know that's a lot for people, but if they also just Google College for Kids, it'll come up for them. It's $159 per class, so it's a two-hour class. We offer classes at 12:45 and 3 o'clock. So one class will go 12:45 to 2:45, then 3 to 5. I really encourage parents to sign up for two classes if they can, because then they get the full experience of that half-day program. Mm-hmm. So they can register very easily online and pay online as well, and they'll get an immediate confirmation of the class. Yeah. Our sessions for College for Kids run June 18th through the 28th and July 9th through the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's all on Parkland's campus. And for those parents out there or grandparents that are considering this, it makes a great gift. But I also want to mention that we try to make our programs accessible to all the children in the community. So we do have some scholarships available, and we also have a reduced rate for those children who may qualify for free and reduced lunch at their schools.
Okay, so that'll help out in that way. And any number of people should call or just call Parkland?
353-2055.
We should probably say, too, that the CSI is a little bit different because it's a camp and not strictly College for Kids. So it's actually $209 for the two-week session. And like I said, it is 2 weeks, 4 days or 8 days, 8 days from 9 to 3 each day. But it is a little bit more expensive. But they register the same way going through College for Kids or Look for Youth programs, and that's what they'll find out.
Okay, and the number is 353-2055.
Correct.
Did I get that right? Okay, 217. All right. Hey, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
We appreciate it. Terry Thies with Christina Beatty and Cindy Smith. Get your kids enrolled. And the deadline, again, was for this early session.
June 4th.
June 4th. So
and
that's coming up.
Sometimes we can take people even after the deadline, but it's really great to do it before the deadline.
It makes it easier for everybody. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, guys. All right. We'll come back with more. Wrap it up for today after this.